Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello and welcome back to the PC Speaking Podcast. Today is number 125 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Our reading today is from the book of Psalms, 51 through 53, and Proverbs chapter 12. We'll be looking at verses 10 through 19. Well, the context of Psalm 51 is a cry for mercy, forgiveness. Traditionally, it is attributed to King David after his adultery with Bathsheba. Shows deep repentance, longing for restoration with God. David acknowledges his sin and seeks purification and commits himself to teaching God's ways to others. Excuse me. Psalm 52 criticizes the deceitfulness of the wicked, contrasts their eventual downfall with the steadfastness of the righteous. And Psalm 53 closely parallels Psalm 14, describes the lack of sense and corruption of those who deny God. And Proverbs 12, 10 through 19, again, offers wisdom on various aspects of righteous living and emphasizes kindness and truthfulness. Let's go to our reading, beginning with Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verse 1 says, "Have mercy on me, God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, my sin is constantly before me. Against you and only you have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so you may be proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity. My mother conceived me in sin. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Don't throw me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. Sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips. My mouth will declare your praise. For you don't delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, O God. You will not despise a broken, contrite heart. Do well in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings and in whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar." Psalm 52. "Why do you boast of mischief, mighty man? God's loving kindness endures continually. Your tongue plots destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking the truth. Selah. You love all devouring words, your deceitful tongue. God will likewise destroy you forever. He will take you up and pluck you out of your tent and root you out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also will see it in fear and laugh at him, saying, 'Behold, this is a man who didn't make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But as for me, I am like a green olive tree in God's house. I trust in God's loving kindness forever and ever. I will give you thanks forever because you have good done it. I will hope in your name, for it is good in the presence of your saints.'" Psalm 53. "The fool has said in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Every one of them has gone back. They have become filthy together. There is no one who does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and don't call on God? There they were in great fear where no fear was, for God was scattered on the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back his people from captivity, then Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verses 10 through 19. A righteous man respects the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land shall have plenty of bread, but he who chases fantasies is void of understanding. The wicked desires the plunder of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by sinfulness of lips, but the righteous shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The work of a man's hands shall be rewarded to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who is wise listens to counsel. A fool shows his annoyance the same day, but one who overlooks an insult is prudent. He who is truthful testifies honestly, but a false witness lies. There is one who speaks rashly, like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise heals. Truth's lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only momentary. Well, there's our reading today from the Psalms and Proverbs. A couple of thoughts for today. How does observing the eventual outcomes of wickedness and righteousness affect your daily choices and your trust in God? How does kindness to animals reflect broader ethical and spiritual principles? What does that say about the character of the righteous? And reflect on a time when speaking the truth or failing to had a significant impact on your life. How does this align with the wisdom presented in the verses from Proverbs today? If you'd like to have something else to chew on today, something to take on for some further study, reflect on the characteristics of the righteous as depicted in what we read from the book of Proverbs today, chapter 12, verses 10 through 19, and consider writing a personal action plan to cultivate the virtues of kindness, honesty, and disciplined speech in your life. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing.